T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network, from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.
Of course, on New Year's Day, it'll be the Auburn Tigers and the Minnesota Gophers in the Outback Bowl in Tampa. And joining us now is the play-by-play voice for Auburn, Andy Burcham. He calls basketball and football. Andy, thanks so much for your time, and Happy New Year. Describe the vibe down there in Florida as the Tigers and the Gophers do all the fun stuff connected with getting ready for a major bowl game.
Well, I won't head to Florida till Monday. We've got a men's basketball game here tomorrow. Auburn closes its pre-conference schedule tomorrow against Lipscomb. So I'll head down to Florida on Monday and get to join in the festivities down in Tampa. But I was listening to your weather forecast. It's 62 degrees here today, and it's supposed to be in the 70s for New Year's Day and the Auburn-Minnesota game in Tampa.
Yeah, a little bit more balmy down there on the Gulf Coast of Florida. Well, yeah. Andy, tell us about this Auburn team, because the Tigers won the Iron Bowl over Alabama, and I know that's always epic when those two schools meet. It has so much meaning. So for Auburn to win that game and then springboard themselves into the Outback Bowl, there's got to be a lot of good feeling right now around the Tigers.
When Auburn lost its game at LSU and held that LSU team, which has scored 49 points in the first half against Oklahoma in the college football playoff semifinal, Auburn held that LSU team to 23 points in Baton Rouge. It really still had an outside chance of becoming a playoff team if things fell right, if they beat Georgia. And Auburn had a chance to win the LSU game late and had a chance to win the Georgia game late and couldn't do so. And so all of a sudden, the goal shifted for Auburn. And the goal was win out and win 10 games. Make it a double-digit win season. Of course, Minnesota has already done that. And for Auburn to do that, it must win the game on Wednesday against the Gophers, which has been one of the great stories, I think, in college football all season long, watching what P.J. Fleck has done with Minnesota and that program. So really, I mean, 10 wins is the goal for Auburn right now. And Auburn is trying to end this season as it ended last year, winning, playing its best game in the bowl game in Nashville against Purdue. And they'll try to do that against a much better Minnesota team come Wednesday morning.
I know that P.J. Fleck, from the Minnesota perspective, Andy, is impressed with the Auburn running game led by Jatarvius Whitlow. But beyond that and beyond the numbers, P.J. talks about the different angles and the formations and the creativity that head coach Gus Malzone has in that running game. What makes it so unique?
Well, for one thing, it's pace. I mean, he always talks about pace. He always wants it to be a fast game, but he wants it to be a fast game and a running game. And that, some people thought that when Gus Malzahn came in, it was going to be just a pass-happy offense. And he said from day one that this would be a play-action pass, but it will be a run-first play-action pass offense. And he's been true to his word. And Auburn has had a good balanced running attack this season. You mentioned Whitlow, who's been good for Auburn when he has been healthy. He missed a couple games in the middle of the season. Matter of fact, he missed the LSU game. Auburn might have had a different outcome if Whitlow's playing in that game. And then they've relied on DJ Williams, who's been primarily the number two. And then don't forget the running ability of Bo Nix. It is a different style of offense, but it's an offense that a lot of teams are starting to use more and more. We're seeing it across the state in Alabama. They use much more of that hurry-up style offense. They may throw it a little bit more with Tua Tagovailoa running that offense. And so it's something that Gus Malzahn has done since his high school coaching days in the state of Arkansas. He's done it ever since he's been on the collegiate level and continues to do it with Auburn now.
Tell us about Bo Part 2. We certainly know about the history of Bo Jackson, one of the greatest running backs to play football at any level, college or in the NFL. Now you have Bo Nix, the young quarterback who can throw and run. What kind of a talent is he?
Well, he's just a freshman for one. I mean, he's wrapping up his true freshman season. I think one of the keys for Bo Nix is that he came in last January. So he went through spring ball. And so he had that under his belt when Auburn reported to camp in August. I don't know if he's the starting quarterback opening day against Oregon if he hasn't already gone through spring ball. Plus, I mean, he's a legacy at Auburn. His father was an outstanding quarterback for Auburn in the mid to late 90s, or in the middle 90s for the Tigers, part of a very, very good offense. His dad really was a passing quarterback primarily. Bo Nix is really a dual-threat quarterback and has been more of a dual-threat quarterback as this season has gone on. They've used him more as a running quarterback, more so down the stretch of this season. I don't see them trying to do anything differently against a good Minnesota defense on New Year's Day than in Tampa. Auburn's best offense has been where Nix has not only thrown the football well, but has also run the ball as well. Now, he doesn't run it like a Jalen Hurts with Oklahoma, but he is a surprisingly good runner and does it in situations for Auburn.
Auburn, as you well know, Andy, a pedigree program playing in the SEC, which is loaded with top-tier teams up and down the conference. Paint the picture. What's a college football Saturday like in a place like Florida, the Swamp, or LSU at Baton Rouge, or between the hedges in Athens, Georgia, or Tuscaloosa? I mean, from everything I've been told, it's part religious revival and part carnival. Yeah. I mean, it's just college football pageantry at its highest.
It is an enormous event, and it centers around the game itself, but there's the tailgating, and there's the traditions. At Auburn, it's the Tiger Walk. They walk the final block to Jordan-Hare Stadium, and thousands upon thousands of people crowd Donahue and around Jordan-Hare Stadium watching that team come in. So it's just part of the pageantry of it. And Auburn's Jordan-Hare Stadium is just a little over 87,000 fans. It's not the largest stadium by far in the SEC. There are three teams in the league that seat over 100,000. In LSU, Tennessee, and at Alabama, four. As a matter of fact, with add Texas A&M to that. But it is just an event. Folks will be coming in their RVs on Thursdays because that's the first day that they're allowed to come onto campus and start to set up their RVs. And I've been to Big Ten ball games before at Illinois. I grew up in Southern Illinois, but there's just nothing like an event at an SEC school. And that's not to take away anything away from what it must be like there in Minneapolis, St. Paul, or what it's in Ann Arbor or wherever in the Big Ten. But it really is. It's a different feel at a Southeastern Conference Saturday, to be sure.
Andy Burcham, our guest, he's the play-by-play voice for the Auburn Tigers in basketball and football. Of course, on New Year's Day, it's the Outback Bowl, Auburn and Minnesota in Tampa. Andy, once upon a time, Tony Richardson, a former Auburn star, came here to Minnesota, was playing fullback for the Vikings, and I was talking to him, and I said, you know, when you got to the NFL, did you have stage fright? Was it a big deal that, hey, you're playing at the highest level? And he said, not really. He said, at the SEC, I played in front of bigger crowds than I did in the NFL.
it's just a different deal. But, yeah, I mean, he played in stadiums that were bigger than most, if not all, of the NFL stadiums that he played in. And Tony was a terrific player at Auburn and had a very, very good pro career. One of my favorite guys. I love those fullbacks. I love those guys that didn't get a lot of, you know, a lot of touches.
Yep.
And he was truly that lead back at Auburn. But I understand what he's saying because it's like that here at Auburn. I mean, you're playing in front of 87 to 88,000 here, and there's probably at least 100,000 people just on campus that may, you know, there might be another 20,000 people that aren't even at the ball game. They're just on campus watching the game at their tailgate. So it's something else. I hope folks get an opportunity one day to experience what it's like here. And I hope we get up to the Big Ten and let the Auburn folks, you know, experience what it's like to be part of a Big Ten Saturday in football as well.
Yeah, I know someday I'd love to go to the Iron Bowl, Andy. I mean, that just looks like tremendous theater on TV.
Get your tickets right now.
Yeah, thanks for the tip. I can only imagine what those go for on the secondary market. And when you think of Auburn football and a tremendous history with this program, I guess in my eyes, I still go back to Bo Jackson and the legend of Bo, and then Cam Newton, who's still playing in the NFL, and Pat Sullivan. Are those probably the top three guys who have ever played for the Tigers?
Yeah, they're the top three. They're all Heisman Trophy winners, and Pat Sullivan just passed away about a month ago, and he was Auburn's first Heisman Trophy winner for Auburn back in 1970. And then you know, Bo Jackson comes along, and there's the legend of Bo, not only as a football player, but outstanding baseball player on the Auburn campus. And think about this. At one point on the Auburn campus, at the same time, you had Bo Jackson, Charles Barkley, and the big hurt Frank Thomas. They were all on the Auburn campus at the same time. And that's three guys that have all had NFL, Hall of Fame type careers. Of course, Charles and Frank are already in the Hall of Fame. I don't know if Bo will ever get there because his career was cut short because of the hip injury. But those guys were all, you know, they were all playing at Plainsman Park or Jordan-Hare Stadium or Berdy's Coliseum at the same time. And then you catapult forward. And I remember back in 2000, as we were getting ready for what was then the 2010 Outback Bowl. It was Gene Chizik's first season at Auburn. I was flying from San Diego to Tampa. I had done a women's basketball tournament in San Diego and was flying and had a layover in Atlanta. And as we got to Atlanta, a lady sitting next to me that was an Auburn fan picked up her phone and said, "Hey, this Cam Newton just committed to Auburn." And that was that night. Of course, we had no idea what his, you know, 2010 season would become with an undefeated season and a national championship. So, yeah, those are three revered. They all have all have statues outside Jordan-Hare Stadium. So their legend is in bronze outside Jordan-Hare Stadium.
Yeah, and you broadcast hoops too, and you brought up Sir Charles. When Charles Barkley comes back to campus, what's that like?
Royalty. He's royalty on campus. And not only because of what he did as a player and then went on to do in the NBA and what he continues to do now in commentating, but he's a guy that he supports Auburn. He's an Auburn alum. He has donated millions of dollars to Auburn, and not just in basketball. When he's around, there's going to be people asking for his autograph, people asking for picture. And for the most part, Charles is obliges the Auburn fans. And he's a guy that's from the state of Alabama, came to Auburn. The man that does the color with me on Auburn basketball, Sonny Smith, was his coach at Auburn, and he's a beloved figure as well. So, yeah, when Charles is back on campus, it's like royalty, to be sure.
And I've heard,
and he doesn't mind it at all either, by the way.
Yeah, I think Charles soaks it all up. And there have been rumblings over the years, as I'm sure you're well aware of, Andy. You know, Charles Barkley, hey, maybe I'll run for governor of Alabama. I might have a shot at winning. If he did throw his hat in the political ring down there in the heart of Dixie, could Charles win?
Well, I don't know. I don't know if he could. Politics down here is a whole different animal when it comes to that. He would be very popular, to be sure, but he may not be popular with folks on the other side of the state. There is that divide in this state, and that can play a part in politics here as well.
Roll Tide roll. Yeah, good point. Yeah. As we visit with Andy Burcham, play-by-play voice for Auburn in basketball and football, of course, he will be calling the Outback Bowl on New Year's Day, the Tigers and the Gophers. One final thought, as you've started to prep for Minnesota and you've talked to some of the Auburn people, what are their takeaways on the 10-2 Gophers?
Physical on defense. You got to like the secondary, and you've got the All-American there. But what jumps off to the page to me is the duo wide receiver for Minnesota. And Auburn has faced some really good wide receiving sets in the Southeastern Conference. I mean, I've got the LSU game on right now, and what that group can do. And then you've got the LSU receiver or the receiving set at Alabama as well. And then Auburn now faces another outstanding group in Minnesota. So while it won't be new for Auburn, It's certainly something that Auburn has seen this season, and I'm really looking forward to this game. I think it's going to be a terrific game. I know both teams are looking forward to finishing this season on a high note, Auburn did that last year, and that I think that helped them with the momentum this season. And I'm sure that Minnesota's looking to finish with this 11th win as well. So I think it's going to be a very, very good game in Tampa on New Year's Day.
All right, Andy, enjoy the Gulf Coast of Florida. Hopefully it'll be a sun-drenched day in Tampa on New Year's Day when Auburn takes on Minnesota in that Outback Bowl.
I think everyone's going to enjoy the weather, to be sure.
All right, thank you. He's Andy Burcham, play-by-play voice of the Auburn Tigers, right here on CCO.
T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network, from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.